I definitely thought the behavior of the people around me was my fault. Uh-huh. Drinking and otherwise, I just generally take on the responsibility of a tendency for me is to take on the responsibility of everyone else's feelings mm-hmm. and actions as though I was the center of the universe. Sure. Fortunately, Al-Anon is helping me to learn again and again that I am not. Indeed, God is the center of the universe, and or my higher power that I call God, and that I'm not responsible. I think that's one of the really powerful messages of Al-Anon is I didn't cause it, and I can't change it. Mm-hmm. And what's the third one?
Usually it's didn't cause it, can't control it, and can't cure it.
That's what it is. Those three. See, I don't have them quite down as far as well as you. But those are, and that's part of the reason to keep coming back to Al-Anon too. Because what you find after a while, or at least what I have found, is that those kind of phrases sink in, mm-hmm. and then in those moments in my days and nights and life in general where things seem to be more out of control, or I just feel particularly lost, I will find that phrases from Al-Anon come back. Mm-hmm. And really help me, kind of help ground me.
And you have found some comfort from that kind of acceptance?
Tremendously. A tremendous amount of comfort from that. It's really a gift to begin to soak in some of those Al-Anon phrases that can be a help when things get tough in daily living.
What do you like most about the meetings that you attend today?
I find that the meeting I attend is very focused. We are encouraged in the opening of the meeting to keep our answers brief and directed to the reading, and also speaking only for ourselves. Mm-hmm. In I statements, and people really tend to do that, and I really appreciate that, because that in of itself is a real stamp of sanity that the world doesn't always have. Sometimes out in the world, we're all trying to make, I'm making a generalization. I find that sometimes I will make generalizations because somehow then I feel less alone.
Right.
Whereas by talking only for myself and listening to other people talk only for themselves. I'm empowered to think about the kind of choices that I can make and how I can strive to live differently just for me,
good.
Regardless of what anyone else does.
Is there anything you'd like to say to men in our listening audience who might be thinking about going to their first Al-Anon family group meeting?
Oh, definitely. Go. Do yourself a really, really good thing for yourself. Do a really good thing for yourself and go to a meeting. Don't be afraid if you get there and there are only women or if there's only one.